Now it's time for the Flirt Divert text messages. As you know, we play the messages on Radio 1, the voicemails. But like any phone, it also receives texts, and we get thousands every day on the Flirt Divert.
And pictures, doesn't it?
And pictures, yep. I haven't checked them for a while. Probably not best to.
Are you sure?
Not for a while. Now, Laura's in charge every week of getting a celebrity to read out the Flirt Divert texts. Didn't go well last week at all, and she ended up doing that stupid voice changer machine, which was a low point, I'd say, in your career.
But did you let everybody down?
Everyone.
Yeah, including myself.
And including yourself,
so,
yes.
Laura, who have you got reading out the Flirt Divert texts for us today?
This week I've got that bloke from Big Brother. You know, the
which
one.
Bloke from Big Brother?
That bloke from Big Brother. That one.
What, the bloke? That Geordie that won it?
The voiceover guy. The voiceover guy. Marcus, the voiceover man.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's famous.
So it's the Geordie bloke off of Big Brother reading out the Flirt Divert texts. Mm. Well, that's quite good. Okay, here's the first one.
Hi, Tasha. It's Dan from Spalding. You don't know me, but if you're wondering how I got fat... Warren gave me it when I was down in Cambridge. TB.
What?
Hey?
What does that mean? Is that some kind of predicted text error?
Wondering how... Say...
Hi, Tasha. It's Dan from Spalding. You don't know me, but if you're wondering how I got fat, Warren gave me it when I was down in Cambridge. TB.
I think he's been on the F Cup cookies. Right. What?
I'm just going through the predictive text to find out what fat might be. No.
No?
No.
Hi, sexy. How's you?
Oh, we've all sent that one, haven't we?
Yes. Oh.
Hi, sexy. How's you?
That was in my sent items this morning.
Was it?
Yeah.
Your mum didn't reply to mine.
Oi.
Hi. It was great to see you again. Believe it or not, I can cope with the truth. Would have been good if you'd stayed. Would love to lay on the sofa with you. X.
See, I think that's supposed to be a kiss.
Yeah.
But he makes everything sound really sinister.
X. Okay, you believe her. Ask for proof. If she can give you a real solid proof, then you can be mad at me. But I'm telling you that I haven't sent her any insulting texts since.
Laura, did you ask him to get out of his Big Brother mode? Because he hasn't.
Does he have anger management problems?
He makes everything sound really scary. 12:49.
I think you'll find it's a lot better than last week.
Hey, just to tell you that I put you in my phone, and if you don't text me soon, I will delete you. But it's a shame, because you sounded fit. And I liked you, but it's now up to you. Text back, plaz.
Now, does that person really speak like that?
That could have been a really nice text.
You.
He's making everybody sound like psychos.
Don't wake up, Mr. Cranky.
What?
Don't wake up, Mr. Cranky.
Now, that could either be their flatmate.
Yeah.
Who's a bit cranky. Or it might
or
be
a name for
might be a pet name for you know, eh?
Mr. Cranky.
What do you call yours?
I don't have a name for mine.
No. Sorry.
What? Okay.
Why, what do you call yours?
I don't have a name
for mine. I don't have a name for Minnie Mark.
Don't wake up, Mr. Cranky.
That's what I'm going to call mine.
Yeah, I'm thinking Mr. Cranky's quite good.
Hi, babe. Hope you got home safely. We should do that again, if it's legal. Lol. Give us a ring, sexy. You toy soldier.
Yeah, he just sounds really aggressive.
Really scary.
Lol. Lol. Help. Mike keeps laughing at me.
We've all had that one before.
You said you was going to text me. Are you a liar?
Is he having trouble reading these? Did you write these out in your handwriting, Laura?
Yeah.
That'd be why.
Is this Big Brother script done in big font?
Digital. FM. Online. Radio 1.
Right, anyway, here's some more of the texts that have come into the Flirt Divert phone.
You said you was going to text me. Are you a liar?
Oh, I think he's having some trouble with these now. I don't know how they were written out for him. He doesn't sound like that on Big Brother, does he?
No, he sounded like a recorded message on that one.
Good night, babe. I'm working at your house tomorrow. Will you be there?
No, I won't.
No, I really won't.
Because you're scaring me.
Yeah, and you won't get any cups of tea either.
That's very much.
Fine, don't talk to me then. That's a shame, because I feel horny. Lol.
I don't want to hear the bloke off Big Brother saying that.
How can you be both horny and angry?
Fine, don't talk to me then. That's a shame, because I feel horny. Lol.
That's a shame, because I feel horny. Lol.
Sorry, who's this? Can't remember, because I was a bit tipsy last night.
Oh, we all sang that one, didn't we? Oh, God.
You more than most.
Taffy's passed out. Want to come over?
Good morning. Taffy's out.
Yeah.
Boy. Ooh, I wish I had my sound effect, but I don't.
Not even your new super duper one.
Huh?
Not even your new super duper one.
Mm. This is a worry, listen.
Hey, this is Joel. Don't know who this is exactly, but I have you stored as Mia Joel.
That's not Joel off of JK and Joel, is it?
There's a chance, I suppose. He says who he is twice.
Mm.
Hey, this is Joel.
Hi, I'm Joel off Radio 1.
Hey, this is Joel. Don't know who this is exactly, but I have you stored as Mia Joel.
There's a few clues there that it could be him.
I think that's him.
Taffy's passed out. Want to come over?
That could be Joel as well.
This is Radio 1.